Lift your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. And begin to thank the Lord for what you are receiving today. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands everywhere up and say, Father, I receive my visitation today. I receive my visitation today. Now open your mouth and begin to tell God now. Do something drastic, something dramatic, something I will live to remember. Go ahead and tell him. Lift your voice and speak to God.
Shakata parata tata shakata palata. Lipekete reto sokota prata rata kasakata balagada. Lepete sekete preto raka sakata bragada latarata. Litekene menitura toposota prakere badadaya. Lapatana kajale kete preto roko soko
prata. Father, we give you the praise.
Liperata sakata.
Father, we give you the honor.
Ragada babalate.
Father, we give you the honor.
Sadagalata baradagala badagaya
lati. Sitora tasakata.
Soko menete berata tarata sakapaladia.
In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The little girl's testimony I gave, I think the mother and the children are here. Can you come out with her if you are here, just to confirm? She was like 7 or 8 years at that time and just began to aggressively manifest. I think the first day or second day in church, ushers couldn't hold her. If you are here, you can step forward. And then we have testimonies from other locations. I'm going to read them out very quickly. Give the Lord a clap of hands. We have Sister Okengwa from Dunamis Gwarimpa. Fell in her bathroom in 2015. It affected her spinal cord. She was to undergo a surgery for 3.5 million, but trusted God for his intervention since then. As a result of that fall, she had been unable to stand for a long time. During the ministration, God's hand touched her, and she has been able to do what she could not do by standing for a long time for the first time in 6 years. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. From Dunamis Maiduguri, Faith David had a terrible chest condition. Felt like a heavy stone was in her chest. But at the declaration of God's servant, she saw herself coming out of a cave. And something left her chest. Now she's all right and light all the way in Maiduguri. Every cave the enemy kept you. You are out of that cave now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Sister Gloria Anikwe had affliction in her left ear that made her not to hear with that ear for over a year. She had tried all possible medical solutions, but to no improvement. She came into the service this morning with the condition, trusting God to retouch. At the shout of I receive, the ear popped open. And she can hear all the way in Dunamis Oka Central. Somebody give the Lord a loud shout of victory. All the way in Dunamis Oka Central. Everyone here who is in need of a miracle, yours is released in Jesus' precious name. This is from Dunamis Mando Kaduna. My husband had a dream just last night where their son fell from a story building and died. He came to the church with that burden. But while the senior pastor made some brutal declarations, arresting the spirit of death, fire surged through her. And she believed that that spirit of death has been reversed back to hell. In Jesus' precious name, every arrow of premature death sent your way and sent the way of your family, that arrow returns back to hell. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Psalm 16, verse 8. The mother with the child that the demon was manifesting violently and was set free. Again, like I said, if you are here, you can step forward with your child just to reconfirm that God has done us well. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Very, very quickly, we are looking at the blessing of his presence. The blessing of his presence. Our objective is to see the blessedness of God's presence in the lives of his people. The blessedness of God's presence. Boko. The presence of God is the secret of meaningful living. Meaningful. The presence of God is the secret of quality living. The presence of God is the secret of meaningful living. Is the secret of quality living. Is the secret of enviable living. The presence of God was the secret of Joseph. The secret of Job. The secret of David. The secret of Jesus. The presence of God was the secret of Joseph, the secret of Job, the secret of David, the secret of Jesus. What is the blessing in the presence of God? Number one, the presence of God is the secret of stability of life. I shall not be moved. Is the secret of stability of life. The presence of God makes life stable. Number two, the presence of God is the secret of joy and fulfillment in life. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. It's the secret of joy and fulfillment of life. God with a man, you don't have a downtime. Three, the presence of God is the secret of divine life. Divine life. That will show me the path of life. Divine life. When we talk about divine life, it includes divine health. It includes quality life. It's the secret of divine life. Are we together? I see that presence of God exploding for someone here today. If you are that one, say a louder amen. If you are that one, say the loudest amen. Number four, the presence of God is the secret of supernatural rest. Supernatural rest. In thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand are pleasures forever. Supernatural rest and pleasure. The presence of God exempts you from the pressures of life. Exempts you from the pressures of life. Exempts you from anxiety. Exempts you from tension. Somebody say amen. What number are we going? Number five. The presence of God is the secret of supernatural favor and acceptance. Favor and acceptance. It was the Lord with Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 2 and in verse 21, that gave him all the favor he had. The presence of God, secret of supernatural favor and acceptance. Number six, the presence of God is the secret of supernatural supply and all-round success. Supernatural supply, all-round success. Supernatural supply, all-round success. Supernatural supply, all-round success. We saw that in the life of Joseph, Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 3, and verse 21. All round success. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. All round success. Everything works around a man who hangs with God. Nothing dries up where God is present. Nothing dries up. Nothing dries up. Nothing can dry up where God is. That was number one. We go to number seven. The presence of God is the secret of divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. And the Lord, Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. Exodus 13, 21 to 22. He said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. The Lord led them. The presence of the Lord was their guidance. Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Provided they know the joyful sound, they will be established in his presence, and his countenance is a light that will give them direction. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shakalaya. Number 8, the presence of the Lord is the secret of access to destiny. Access to destiny. That is, you, it's not possible for you to miss where you are meant to go in life if you are tied to God. You can't miss road and miss it in life. Access to destiny. For as long as the aircraft is in touch with the control tower, it must reach where it is going. You cannot miss it in life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The same scripture we saw in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. It was the presence of God that went before them. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that took them into their promised land. 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 It's the guarantee of destiny. Number 9, the presence of God is the secret of the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The presence of God is the secret of the anointing. If you don't lack his presence, you will not lack his oil. Beautiful Dunamis Afiko. If you don't lack his presence, you will not lack his oil. The only time you will begin to struggle for the oil is when you have lost his presence. Am I communicating at all? That presence is coming for somebody. Number 10. The presence of God is the secret of the supernatural. Healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. The presence of God is the secret of the supernatural. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. The secret of the supernatural. Healings, miracles. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. And they went forth everywhere. And the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. If God is with you, healing is effortless. Miracles are effortless. This is the little baby I was talking about. How old was she at that time? 8 or something? 7 years plus. And you had never seen such manifestation in her life before that time.
Before that time, I was amazed that what happened that year. We were actually sitting because we have a strategic position since we entered this place, very far, that place. And all of a sudden, started manifesting. I was perplexed. I couldn't know what was happening. That day, her grandma, my mom, was around.
Your mom was around, that's her grandma, and everybody. Yes. And the ushers, we tried to help.
More than seven.
Couldn't hold her down.
They couldn't hold her.
You attended to her that day.
Yes.
And that demonic presence, and she herself was not aware, mother was not aware, nobody was aware that anything like that was with her, until the devil checked out. Congratulations. Today, every evil presence in your life is returning back to hell. The presence of God was what put that spirit under pressure. Put that spirit under pressure. Power! The presence of the Lord put that spirit under pressure, and that spirit could not survive anymore. Beloved brothers and sisters, lift up your right hand and say, Father, I need your presence in my life. I need your presence in my life. What is the secret of his presence? Number one. Walking in joy and praise. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Walking in joy and in praise. Those who love the joyful sound, they shall walk in the light of his countenance. Psalm 89, verse 15. Depression will deprive you of his presence. Am I communicating at all? When you refuse to be happy, God can't hang around you. And joy is not a gift, it's a choice. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. I will rejoice in the Lord God of my salvation. You just make up your mind to be excited and be joyful. I am always in top shape. My wife and children, they are laughing all the time. All the time. All the time. Because I have made that choice. Am I communicating at all? Walking in joy will cause you to walk. Walking in joy and praise. And this is our month of praise. Number two is walking in love. Two can't walk together, I said, they be agreed. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, God is love. To walk in God, you must walk in love. You cannot have enemies everywhere and be able to carry the presence of God. With bitterness, you can't carry God. With unforgiveness, you can never carry God. With murmuring, with grumbling, you can never carry God. Walking in love is walking in the presence of God. Number three is walking in the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You saturate your life with the Word. John chapter 1 from verse 1. You walk in the Word. Number 4. Walking in humility. Death to self. John chapter 3 verse 30. If he must increase in you, you must decrease. He must increase and I must decrease. Whenever we are full of ourselves, we are empty of God. If he must increase in us, we must decrease in ourselves. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? This will increase the presence of God in your life. And number five, walking in holiness and uprightness. He said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That should be Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. You want to see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You want to see God at work in your life and see God present around you. You must walk in holiness. You must walk in uprightness. You must walk in a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. I just saw Dunamis Kano overflow. Get set. We should soon be taking healing and deliverance service to Kano. Hallelujah. When you walk in all these realms, get set to see God at work. Number one is walking in what? Walking in joy and praise. Number two, it's walking in love. Number three, walking in the word. Number four, walking in humility. And number five, walking in holiness and uprightness. Somebody lift up your right hand. Can you put those 10 things on the screen one after the other? What the presence of God releases upon us. Lift your right hand. That's right. It's overflow everywhere. Kaduna Central. I prophesy upon you today in the name that is above every name. Today, everything that makes your life unstable, that instability is over forever. I prophesy joy. I prophesy fulfillment in your life and in your family in the name of Jesus. I prophesy today divine life. You shall not be killed before your time. You shall not be killed before your time. Every death looking for you returns back to hell. I prophesy today supernatural results, supernatural rest, supernatural pleasure is your portion in the name of Jesus. I prophesy favor. Every spirit of disfavor, every spirit of rejection that has plagued your life is arrested forever in the name of Jesus. I prophesy today supernatural supply, all round success. This December shall be the best December of your life. This Christmas shall be the best Christmas of your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Everybody trusting God for direction, trusting God for guidance. I announce to you, I prophesy to you, divine direction, divine guidance is your portion in the name of Jesus. I prophesy your access to destiny. You shall fulfill your destiny. You shall reach your destiny. You shall reach where you are meant to reach in life in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Fresh anointing. That is your portion. Fresh oil. Fresh anointing. That is your portion. Fresh oil. Fresh anointing. That is your portion. And everybody trusting God for a healing, for a miracle, a deliverance, a sign, and a wonder. Today, they are released. Thank you, Father. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Take your seat 1 minute and lift your right hand in the attitude of worship. Please, nobody steps out until we are through in less than an hour's time. Lift up your right hand. Thank you, Master. Somebody with an ulcer condition for over 11 years now, feeling a cold sensation on your chest, and the Lord is healing that ulcer. If you are that person, you quickly stand up on your feet and rush quickly and confirm that the pain of the ulcer is gone. You can't feel it anymore. If you can feel it, you remain. You can't feel it anymore. You rush forward quickly. It's a burning sensation on the left-hand side. Yes, somebody is running out there. He's the one. Glory to God. Leave him to come. Leave him to come. Right over here. Over here. He says the one. What happened?
Sir, for more than 11 years, I've been suffering from an ulcer over here. But when you were saying, we shall shout to receive it, I start to feel this place has been a problem. At least there's a burning fire, burning cold here. But I am healed now. Coldness.
Cold sensation. Yes. Somebody shout power. Step forward here, lift up your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Check quickly. Lift up your right hand. There is a man with a growth in the groin area, the private area, a man. And that growth has just disappeared. I'd like you to check yourself. Don't be shy. Check yourself. You can't find that growth anymore in that groin area. You quickly rush forward. A man with a growth in the private area, God has just caused it to disappear. Are you the man? You are the man. Are you the man with the growth in the private area? All right, go ahead. Let us know what happened. The Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. With healing in his wings. With healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. What happened?
That's incredible, sir. He said he had that growth at that region, like you mentioned, the size of a fist.
The size of a fist.
Yes, sir. So massive. Yesterday at the home church, his home church coordinators knelt him down and prayed for him.
Wow.
Terrible pain that he almost passed yesterday.
Wow.
But when you mentioned that word that he checked, of course, it couldn't be anything small. He's looking for it. Can't find
He's
it.
He's looking the size of a fist.
He can't find
he
it.
He can't find it. The pain was so much, he almost died yesterday. Are you sitting down and looking like that? Stand up on your feet and let's take authority. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet, everybody. Stand on your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands. Stand on your feet, everybody. And say after me right now. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it louder. At this time, all manner of growths are going to disappear. Breast lumps, goiters, fibroids, all manner of growths are about to disappear. Place your hand where you have a growth, a tumor or a swelling or anything like that. Place your hand there. And say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every mountain.
Every mountain.
Now, God is not just healing growths, but also healing every form of pain. Right there. Place your hand If you don't know where to place your hand, just place your hand on your chest. But for the rest of us, you have a growth, a swelling, a tumor, something in any part of your body that must disappear right now. Place your hand at the affected place and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, you mountain.
Oh, you mountain.
In my life.
In my life.
You are leaving me now. Mountain.
Mountain.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
On your mars.
On your mars.
Get set.
Get set.
One, two, three. Shout. Go! Maya ya 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 ya. Li ya 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 ba hashadida. Li tesi peretesi kalaya da da. Lete ke peretesi telida ba ya da da. Lete si taliga remedia la la. Go! Shadagala Rahida, Shadagala Rahida, Shadagala Rahida, Shadagala Rahidia, Itele Peredia la Hashida, Marahadigali, Leperete Sikelebere Yalala, Lete Sita Rida Galarate Seteli, Ekete Sita Libera da Hasadida, Go! In the name of Jesus, it is gone forever. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.